A bit of backstory behind this photo. I took it when I drove to Nebraska, and I drove by myself. When I do that, I like to take the longer scenic route, which is actually shorter as the crow flies, but it's longer time-wise because of the slower speed limits, the tractors you get stuck behind, and the towns you go through. But it's part of the fun. That's why I like it. I took the scenic route of Highway 15 through Kansas, and a long time ago, I took a picture at just off Highway 15 somewhere in Kansas, and I don't remember where that picture was. But I've always wanted to revisit that scene, and I think it's actually on my Flickr page. If you click this photo and scroll way back in my Flickr, you'll see this photo of a bunch of hay bales in this field in Kansas. It's this cool scene of a typical Midwestern prairie almost. And so as I was driving up in the spring of 2018 up to Nebraska, I wanted to find that same spot, but I don't know where I took that picture. So the whole time I sort of kept one eye out for that scene, wherever it was. And along the way, I noticed that there were windmills occasionally that I would go past. And I thought, boy, those would be interesting to photograph. And so I actually did. I stopped the car a couple times, which is another nice thing you can do when you're on a highway instead of the interstate. You can actually just park and get out if you want. So I stopped the car, got some shots of windmills. And this one I liked because it's almost a silhouette of a windmill, and you got the colors of dusk going on, and there's kind of this sense of calm. In some ways, I don't like it because there's too much going on, but I like the overall setting. I like the colors. I took this with my Fuji, and I shot in RAW, which I normally don't do because I knew I was going to want to do some post-processing on it. And the Fuji was the X100F, so it was a 35mm equivalent focal length. And it was a nice way to get some shots of this windmill and some others, too, that weren't too wide and not too tight. So I felt like a wider lens would have been great, certainly, but that lens was a good way of getting just enough inside the frame to capture the windmill, but capture some of the rest of the background scene as well. Incidentally, I also got this photo printed off on canvas for my wife for her birthday because I know she likes windmills. And I don't know why, but we don't get a lot of our photos printed. So I thought it would be a fun opportunity to get that as a nice little present surprise for my wife.